TV viewers in Britain are getting an unusual insight into the war in Afghanistan. It's from the point of view of British soldiers, literally. The documentary series Our War is being broadcast in Britain by the BBC, which co-produces our program. The series shows footage taken by soldiers themselves. One sergeant used a helmet camera for most of his tour. He and his platoon served in Helmand Province in 2007. The sergeant filmed scenes of heavy combat, including casualties and death. Remarkably, the project was authorized by the British Ministry of Defense. The BBC's defense correspondent, Caroline Wyatt, watched the documentary and prepared this report.
Okay, it's recording now.
Where's the A4B?
Any last words for your bird?
I can just about see the front of the platoon, and there was smoke coming off the guns as they started firing.
Watching the first episode of Our War, it's hard not to flinch as the bullets whiz past. And even harder to watch the attempt by the young soldiers of 3 Platoon to get their badly wounded comrade, Private Chris Gray, to safety.
Come on! Two of you! Get his casualties back, now!
Next thing, as soon as we hear that man down, it's the worst thing you can hear as a soldier.
Get spread out. Kids, I want a GPMG or LMG there.
Shh. With the entire tour filmed by the platoon sergeant, Simon Panter, his helmet camera footage is as close as most will want to get to the battlefield, with its soldier's eye view of some of the toughest fighting seen in Helmand. The sergeant took his camera so he could have something to look back on in his old age, although now his images are being used to explain the war in Afghanistan and its impact on those who fight Britain's battles. He himself explains the lure of soldiering like this.
And being in contact is like, almost like a drug. It's good fun. I know it sounds very, very strange, but being a soldier, there's nothing like being in contact. You know, it lets you know you're alive.
That was coming this way, that one. That
one was coming. In later episodes, soldiers from other units tell their own stories of later tours, footage that until recently was something the media were not encouraged to seek out. So why did the Ministry of Defence decide to open up and allow soldiers to show their own material, filmed on their own personal cameras, as well as, in some cases, writing blogs and even going on Twitter?
Where we are now is the Ministry of Defence, I think, is very much sort of embracing this new media.
Paul Smythe is a PR consultant who also blogged and tweeted from Helmand during his tour there as an army reservist. He believes that things have moved on at the MOD, even though there are always concerns about ensuring operational security and protecting the soldiers' families.
I think it's provided the Ministry of Defence with an opportunity that's never had before, and has allowed it to open up its communications and tell people a little bit more about what's actually going on their behalf, I suppose. But I know from personal experience that, you know, it's a double-edged sword. A lot of people will keep from their families exactly what they do on tour because they don't want them to worry.
So how new is soldiers' ability to tell their own stories from the battlefield? Amanda Mason is the curator of an exhibition about war correspondence that's just opened at the Imperial War Museum North.
I think it is the case now that soldiers are more able to tell their own stories just because of the technology they have available to them. I mean, in previous wars, they always wrote home extensive descriptive letters and they kept diaries even when they weren't supposed to. But now they have the sort of technology where they can record and, more importantly, share their experiences through blogging, through digital photographs and films. I think what's changed is the way they're able to record and share the information much more than they've been able to in the past.
But does all of this make reporters and traditional media redundant on the battlefield if soldiers have their own cameras and can tell their own stories of the wars they fight in? Doug Beatty, an officer and writer who's just returned from his latest tour of Helmand, believes not.
We need war correspondents more than we ever need them before. You know, these head cam clips, these photographs give you an immediacy. They give you the vignette, but they don't give you the narrative and they don't give you the context. And that's really what war correspondents can do, is they can bring them together and give them that narrative so people can understand them slightly better.
On their return home, many from 3 Platoon stayed in the army, amongst them Sergeant Panter. Others, though, left, and some were medically discharged. The footage of their tour, though, remains a remarkable first-hand account of what it was like to fight those battles in the early years in Helmand, and their lasting impact on the soldiers who fought there and their families back at home.
The BBC's Caroline Wyatt reporting on the documentary TV series Our War, currently airing in Britain on the BBC.